Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions right now. I'm journeying across Washington State over to Spokane, the eastern side of the state, to talk with a guy from Twin Void. They're a Spokane-based band. It's the vocalist and lead guitarist of Twin Void. We got Nate Bidwell. How are you doing today, man?
Fantastic, Kevin. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. You guys are putting out this new record, and I'm curious. Are you a Spokane native? Have you lived there your whole life, or
basically? Yeah, I definitely say the majority of my life definitely lived in Spokane. I was born in Roseville, California. Me and my parents, you know, lived there for a little bit. We moved over to Minnesota for a short while, and then came up here. So been here ever since. For gosh, probably like 13 to 15 years now.
How has the Spokane scene kind of shaped you as a musician? Have you been a part of the Spokane music scene for a while now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think the first show I played, I was like 13 or 14. I think I was playing in some like death metal band or something.
Sure.
And I think I was playing bass, and just kind of, it was cool kind of starting so young into like a music scene like that. I thought it was perfect. The music scene is great here. I've gone to shows my whole life here, and we have an awesome punk scene, stoner rock scene, all that kind of stuff. So it is quite awesome for sure.
That's cool, man. Have you been out to any shows since things have opened up back up again?
I have. Yeah. What was the last show that technically the last show was the Warlando show in Orlando with Judas Priest. That was pretty killer. Got to play with them and see them live, which was just insane. So yeah.
We got to talk about that. So you played with Judas Priest at their festival, right?
We did. Yeah. We, you know, of course, like our manager sent us this, you know, this festival was like, hey, apply. And I was like, you know, I looked as Judas Priest. I was like, sure. Okay. Whatever. You know, we'll throw out our info. Sure enough, totally scored it. And it was truly incredible. A bucket list show for sure.
So I saw Judas Priest here over in Everett last week, but you guys traveled to play this festival, and that was in Orlando?
We did. Yeah. Yep. Orlando, Florida. Yep.
That's crazy. So did you guys tour out there, or did you just play the one and done?
It was just a one and done, but we did a little headlining tour maybe like a week or two before that.
Oh man, that's so awesome.
Oh dude, it was so killer. So, and we got to, you know, see Soulfly and, El Nino was there, a bunch of cool, just, you know, legendary bands. It was so cool. Sabaton played it, I think too. That was pretty sweet to see them.
Man, like do you think anyone caught you guys that hadn't heard of you guys? Do you think you made any fans that day? I'm sure you did.
I think so. I definitely think so.
That's awesome.
definitely got, it was cool because we got to open the main stage of Orlando. So it was super cool to kind of be the first one to, you know, break the main stage of the day. And yeah, no, it was super killer. We had a huge little crowd and it was pretty fantastic. And they even set up our merch right next to Judas Priest merch. So seeing like our merch like together, it was just, it was insane. It was so crazy.
That's the way it should be, man. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Get your Twin Void shirt, get your Judas Priest shirt, and you're good to go.
Exactly. Exactly. What more could you need?
So the new album's going to be coming out April 1st. It's available for pre-order on Electric Valley Records via vinyl or you know, digital download. But I want to, we're going to get into that, but I am kind of curious about like, so you guys have a few records out already. So you guys have been around for a while. Can I get kind of the origin story?
Yeah. So it had first started with me and Wyatt. We actually met at an old show, an old band that I was in called Carved in Bone. And we met there at that show. Then we just kind of hit it off and we were like, well, you know, let's jam, see what happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just kind of wanted to start something new and fresh and kind of something that was a little bit more out of the ordinary of just like the classic stoner metal or sludge or whatever.
Yeah.
So we kind of wanted to get out of that a little bit. So we just kind of started to play around, jam kind of some stuff out. I think maybe like a couple weeks prior, we saw like King Buffalo play live. That kind of inspired our sound. We loved all that kind of stuff. So we, just kind of went to that direction and, recorded our first EP, Electric Drone Wasp. I want to say it was like 2019, maybe, recorded that, did a, couple shows here and there for that. And then, you know, Free From Hard Times, then we got signed with that and the ball's been rolling with that one so far.
That's awesome, man. So the album, Free From Hard Times, that's coming out here on April 1st. Was this an album that was recorded during this pandemic or had you guys been working on it before?
So we, that was kind of the whole, I guess, idea behind the record, hence the title Free From Hard Times, kind of wanting to, 2020, I feel like it's very safe to say that it was tough on everybody. So that was kind of the whole writing process behind it. We had a couple songs. We had You Can Hear the Devil Walk and we had Hellcat pretty much done. But other than that, we really had no other material. So then I kind of just took the reins and I wrote, you know, all the other songs. And it was definitely a product of 2020 and the kind of whole fiasco that happened there.
So would you say like making the music and writing this was what kind of kept you sane?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a very awesome creative outlet for it, for sure.
Awesome, man. Well, so you guys are on Electric Valley Records. How'd you guys start working with them?
So we had sent, of course we recorded the record and we kind of started to shop around with some labels. Had a pretty good list of, you know, the idea of labels that we wanted to work with. And of course they were on that list and, just kind of, you know, shot them our stuff, our, you know, press kit, all that kind of stuff, you know, told them of course that we just play with Judas Priest. I'm sure that helped a little bit for sure. I showed them Free From Hard Times and they absolutely loved it. And, then it just kind of got started from there. And he just kind of asked like what we wanted to do, how we wanted to push it and vinyls and et cetera, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, that's pretty much all she wrote with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome, man. Well, as far as like the album goes, where did you guys record it? Was it something you get recorded on your own, or did you go into a studio?
Yeah, so that was kind of the cool thing. There's a studio here in Spokane called Amplified Wax, and it's kind of a lot of big bands record there, like in our scene. So I was like, man, like that'd be super cool, you know, if we recorded there, you know, might as well, you know? And, of course, like getting all this stimulus money, all this kind of stuff kind of helped me, you know, afford all this stuff, which normally, I could never, you know, do that. So it was super killer, to work with Jimmy and work with the, Amplified Wax guys to make it. That was also kind of like another bucket list thing for us as well. Got to go into this, like, you know, super high end, you know, production studio. Got to record these super killer songs. It was like that was enough for us. That was just like the coolest thing, you know.
So this was a studio that you had kind of had in like your, you know, quote unquote vision board for a while now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I was like I was saying, like always hearing his rates and his prices. I was always like, man, like I would just never be able to afford that. And now finally being able to and doing that was just such a trip. It's fantastic.
Do you think that, you know, he really had you guys level up?
Yes, he definitely put like working in comparison, working with other studio engineers compared to Jimmy, he just pushed you so much, like just got like the best takes at you. Just like, I don't know, always like in my eyes, like just the perfect studio engineer. Yeah. Always knew what he was doing. He was just so on point all the time. And I just think he just made us make the best record that we could for sure.
Cool. Well,
we recorded it all in 4 days too.
Oh, wow. Nice.
9 songs in 4 days. It was quite the journey.
So I'm assuming you go into the studio and you have everything hashed out already, or did you have some parts open to kind of tinker around with?
So during the writing process, we definitely generally had the songs done, you know, demoed out here and there. But there was definitely, certain parts that we definitely, just kind of like you said, more open, I guess. Same with lyrics too. Like I had my general lyrics down, but I also kind of had some spots like, oh, I'll try this, I'll try that sort of thing. So yeah, it was definitely, I guess, like partially hashed out, partially not.
Okay. Right on.
Which kind of made it fun. You know, it's kind of like you have the general idea. Now you get to expand on those ideas. That's kind of how I took it.
For sure, man. Well, you guys have been hard at work and you're putting out this album. Being someone who, you know, has lived in the Northwest for quite a while now, I'm curious about, what are some of your favorite Northwest bands of all time? Whether it be, you know, the old school or bands that are currently around, you know, maybe
just a couple of your
favorite Northwest bands of all time.
I mean, I would definitely have to put, as much as to me, sometimes they kind of get overlooked, is Melvins. I really, really enjoy kind of like the scene almost that they started like single-handedly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
just the amazing records that they produced is just always, I mean, Houdini and like, I mean, those records are just so, so timeless.
There'd arguably be no Nirvana without Melvins, you know?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like they've just affected so many bands and just such creative, awesome people. I just always love them to death. And of course, I mean, I would definitely have to say Nirvana as well. I mean, I listen to those old records. And especially as like heavy as they were, I always thought was really, really cool, especially Bleach and stuff. There's so many heavy records or heavy riffs on that record. Very, very cool. And I highly recommend any stoner rock fan or anything, you know, to check it out. Melvins, Nirvana, and gosh, been so many awesome Northwest bands.
When you mentioned Melvins, it kind of comes to mind. Not even just in the Northwest, but like I was listening to an interview with Kirk from the band Crowbar, and he was that Pepper from Corrosion of Conformity bringing a Melvins record down to New Orleans is what influenced Crowbar.
Dang.
So their influence goes everywhere.
It really does, from the Seattle grunge scene to the, you know, like you said, the Southern kind of stoner rock stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just so influential. It's so killer.
Yeah. Right on, man. Well, okay. Well, what about Spokane music? Are there any Spokane artists that we should keep on our radar aside from Twin Void, of course?
Gosh, there's, I want to say, you know, Miles Kennedy is from Spokane. That's always a cool one.
Okay.
I, you know, always love his side projects and his bands and stuff is always cool.
I know Indian Goat.
Yeah, of course. Indian Goat is from here. Garrett has a new band, Kadabra. It's kind of cool. They just signed with Heavy Psych Sounds. So we're kind of almost like a friendly competition here in our scene.
I like it. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, who else? There's you know, Itchy Kitty. That's always cool. They just went on tour with Built to Spill, which was kind of sweet.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah, just, you know, little. It's funny, as like a small of a spot Spokane is, we're kind of making a big impact, it feels like, you know, signing with bigger, you know, record labels, going on tour, you know, it's just, it's so killer. I think it's awesome. Very inspiring for sure.
So as far as, you know, 2022 goes, you know, with the world opening up, you guys played this Judas Priest festival. I'm assuming, you know, you guys are going to be hitting the road. Is that right?
Yes, sir. So we're going to be taking off April 8th is our first show of our tour. And that's just going to be just our, you know, Free From Hard Times headlining tour. So the record will be released April 1st and then we hit the road April 8th. And yeah, we're going to be going through Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, kind of all those Midwesty spots, Colorado, we're hitting Utah, all those awesome spots.
Awesome, man. Well, being that this is a Seattle radio station, is there any chance we can see you on this side of Washington this year?
I would definitely like to. I would really enjoy just doing like a classic, just like Seattle, Portland, just all the way down kind of West Coast. Gosh, now that you mentioned Seattle, Year of the Cobra. I absolutely love that band there.
Amy and John are the...
They are so cool. Yeah. They came over here maybe a couple years ago and my old band played with them. God, just the nicest people, sweetest band ever.
It'd be great to see you guys together. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, you know, that would be super cool to take them, you know, on tour, do like a little West Coast tour. You never know.
Uh-huh. I see. So, that would be awesome, man. So, so you're doing that. And then, you know, are you guys, So the album is available on vinyl. That's got to be something pretty cool to be able to, you know, see these sexy vinyl variants being produced. That's got to be a pretty cool bucket list as well.
Oh, absolutely. Especially growing up with, you know, collecting vinyl and just being such a big fan of it to now my band having it pressed on vinyl is just, it's unreal. It's so crazy. And all the cool colors that we have is just, it's unreal. It is the coolest thing.
That's awesome, man. Well, we're going to go into a couple songs here, but before we do, I got to ask you one question. So if you can pick a scar on your body and tell us a story of how you got the scar, Nate.
Gosh, there's two of them that I'll do the one. So on the back of my head, I have this scar and honestly, it's not even that cool. Mm-hmm. So, but it was just kind of funny what happened. So I had this like mole on the back of my head and they were like, yo, you know, this could be cancerous, you know, all this yada, yada. We got to get rid of it. I was like, sure, whatever. And so when they took it out, they sewed it back up, but they did it like wrong, I guess. Uh-oh. And so now I just have like a bald patch on the back of my head. And I always tell that story just because it's just so stupid.
Well, at least they got the, like, you know, positive cancerous part out.
Yeah, at least they got that out. Now I just have a weird bald spot. So.
Okay. All right. Nice. So if you see the bald spot, you know the story.
Yeah. It pops up on a couple pictures here and there. I'm like, oh, there it is. There can't it is. Hide from it.
Nice. Well, I have a bald spot as well. It's called my entire head.
Yeah, it looks good, man. It looks real good.
Thanks, man. So, what's the best way to support you guys right now?
Just going to electricvalleyrecords.com, pre-saving or, you know, pre-ordering our new record, following us on Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. You know, sharing our stuff on Spotify, all that kind of stuff helps us out for sure. Is buying our stuff on Bandcamp obviously helps a bunch. All that kind of underground stuff for sure.
All right, man. Well, we're going to go into two singles from the album. Again, Free From Hard Times, available April 1st. We're going to go into You Can Hear the Devil Walking and California Death Rattle.
Is there anything
you want to say about these jams, or you just want to let the music speak for itself?
Well, they're definitely the two opposite songs of each other on the record. That's why I picked them. You get like a nice slow, heavy one, and then you get a nice fast one that we, you know, we've always been influenced by Black Flag and Motorhead and all that fast stuff. So that was one song I really wanted to just make a jam. Honestly, probably my favorite song on the record, and the middle riff in it is just devastating.
Awesome, man. Well, let's let it rip, man. Turn them up. And again, Twin Void, Spokane's native Spokane, Free From Hard Times, available April 1st. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thank you so much.
There comes a point where every man finds himself, finds confidence, but life always takes a turn maybe you don't want to go down. We're all going through hard times, but at the end of the day, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel waiting for us. Just gotta stay strong, stay positive, keep your head up, and always persevere through the hardships of life.
Yo, what the f*** is up? This is Liam Joseph Cormier from the Cancer Bats, and you are listening to Twin Void.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.